T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm a fan.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
And then we bring something up that just kind of hits a nerve, and not in a bad way. This one is in a good way. But today, I started out talking about the NBA and talking about if indeed they decided to say cancel the season, if they did or didn't crown the Bucks as a champion, are you good with that? You good with that? So a lot to consider, you know. There's a lot there to talk about. If they do, is it empty? If they don't, is it, you know, is it a hollow season? Knowing you had what is considered to be the best team in baseball, in that sense, or in basketball, then. You know, hey, let's just say they do start the season back up. At what point are you comfortable heading back out? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, do it. I want to hear from you on this because it's really a vast array of responses. I find it fascinating. Listen to the Bucks president, Peter Fagan. He joined Bart Winkler this morning on our flagship station out of Milwaukee on 105.7 FM Fan. And he was talking about the possibility of the NBA canceling the season. Listen to what he had to say.
I haven't even started to think about any closure on this season. And my assumption is, you know, if I had a magic wand, I would have closure on this season and come October, start a brand new season to get on. But we've got to see kind of where the ball bounces and what we're able to do. And I think the next few weeks will really be that roadmap for us to see what the options are.
The next few weeks. Now, at least according to the CDC, at least according to the advisors that we see on a regular basis, when it comes to the daily briefings regarding the coronavirus and such, that the next 2 weeks, you've been hearing it, if you're listening to our flagship out of Milwaukee, I know that you've been hearing it on CBS Sports News, or CBS News. The thought is that the next 2 weeks are not going to be very good. The virus, the toll that it takes, the numbers are going to begin to escalate. And then we're talking about, hopefully, the peak as then the numbers begin to descend. As a matter of fact, there was, and I didn't get a chance to catch it this morning. I was waking up, and I was a little bit bleary-eyed this morning taking the dogs out. But I had heard something to the effect of something, the case percentage or something like that had begun to come down or came down over the last couple of days or something. I don't know specifically. I'll have to read more up on it. I don't want to misstate something. But once this starts to, you know, peak over the next couple of weeks, as Peter Fagan and the NBA are all kind of looking to, does the dissension begin of the influx of people putting a strain on our healthcare system? Does the, you know, does the slow descent begin to where throughout the month of May, those numbers continue to decline to where it then legitimizes the ability for sports leagues to say, we can at the very least bring the athletes together and begin doing what it is we need to do to get our leagues back. Not necessarily putting fans in the stands, but to get our leagues back. Okay? So that's all very legitimate discussion. Now, the next question is, and I had stated this, like a 3 or 4 part question here. One is, you know, let's say they cancel the rest of the season for the NBA. Let's just say they go in that direction. Are you okay with that? Understanding where we're at now, understanding where we are in our world, are you okay with that? Two, let's say they cancel it and do not crown a champion. Or let's say they do crown a champion. Is that a hollow championship? It'll certainly have an asterisk next to it. But is that a hollow championship? And then the next part of this would be, let's just say in June, life is getting back to normal. We're starting to head back out. How quick are you going to be the person that says, I'm at the game, man. I don't care if it's the NBA. I don't care if it's Major League Baseball. I don't care if it's my kid's Little League game. Let me know. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'll sit next to the person I don't know. I'm good with that. How quick are you ready to do that? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. How quick are you ready to do that? I think it's a very legitimate question. I really do. How quick are you ready to get back out there and do that? Because, you know, some people are going to say, hey, bring on sports, but I'm not going to be the one to go sit in the stands. 855-830-8648. This one's from Mark. Mark writes in Wendy's email inbox. He says, unit, I've been cooped up long enough. I'm ready to go. If I go out and get flu-like symptoms, so be it. I'm pretty healthy. I don't find myself to be at a high-risk level. I've been very careful about what I've been doing. I've been self-sanitizing. I've been wearing my mask. I've been staying away from others. I've been heeding the warnings of the self-quarantine. But I got to admit, when you start to look at the numbers and the percentages, they are seemingly very low. I think we should be getting out here relatively soon. Once the warmer weather hits, I believe the coronavirus begins to subside. That is from Mark. Mark, appreciate the email. This one is from June. June writes in the Wendy's email inbox, I do want to see sports return. I'll probably stay at home for a little while to make sure that the numbers aren't going to escalate dramatically right away. Once I'm pretty sure that the world is okay and safe to go back out in, I will be doing my due diligence to get to games and see games and be enjoying games again. So there you go. 855-830-8648. Chime in. Want to hear from you. Packer Greg says, yes, I'm heading back. Yeah, we've been through novel viruses before. We have never had to tolerate this kind of reaction. Sarah says, oh, hell yeah. I mean, I've lived 42 years going to concert sports and working with kids in school. We can't live in fear. Just practice good hygiene, and you've got this. Let's see here. What another one here. This one is from Kevin. Kevin writes in the Wendy's email inbox. He says, I've been cooped up here long enough. I'm ready to go. If it's going to take me, take me. As long as it doesn't take those around me, I'm good. This is from Nate. Nate says, hey, guys, looking forward to getting back to games. I'll probably wait a week or two and then head back out. I'm a season ticket holder, so you better believe I'm going to be there. 855-830-8648. Love to hear from you. I think it's fascinating. Hey, by the way, speaking of getting back out again, there is going to be a time when we're all going to reconvene. Absolutely. Without a doubt. But when you talk about the age in which we live right now, there are people that are doing things around the house. The people that are, you know, enjoying their time, but you want to make your home life a little bit better. They are running virtual appointments right now, and you only have to click the link to go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. For new windows, doors, you can make it exciting right now. They've got flexible financing right now, including no payments for 5 months, then 0% for 60 months. Hot off the press, there are executive meetings right now, and any appointments scheduled and sold during this stay-at-home time, they're going to receive an additional 5%. Over and above all the current offers. All the current offers. And during this, you know, whole safer at home order, they're going to have this. So an additional 5% over and above all offers in effect as long as the safe at home order is in effect in the state of Wisconsin. So now is the time to save. If you're at home and you see the light at the end of the tunnel, now's the time to save. Go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Again, with PellaWI.com. You know, here's something else to think about. In regards to the world in which we live, teams with brand new head coaches today in the NFL would have started today their off-season workouts. Today, they would have started their off-season workouts. So just another example of the NFL has been somewhat Teflon to this, but you're seeing it affect the NFL a little bit. A little bit. Again, 855-830-8648. If this all ended today, are you heading back out to the stadiums and the arenas? And if they decide to cancel the NBA season, are you good with that? Or do you think it's a hollow season if they do indeed crown the Bucks a champion? Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are with us. Appreciate it. So you tell me. You tell me a couple of different things. If the NBA canceled the season right now, how deflating would it be? Let's say they do not crown a champion. Or let's say they give the Bucks the championship and cancel the season. I mean, is there any outcome in that sense that would make you happy? Or would you just feel like it's just kind of hollow? You know what I mean? And then, let's say they do bring back the season. Let's say they do bring back the season. Are you going to be one to head out? Are you going to head back out? Are you going to be the one to sit down next to somebody in the stands and go, you know what, I'm here. I'm good with this. You know? I'm good with this. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Let's go to Doug listening to us in Green Bay. Doug, welcome to the program, man. What's happening?
Hey, Bill. With the NBA and the Bucks, I just don't think you can crown a champion without going through the playoffs. You know, the playoffs are so long, it's like a totally different season. And a lot of these teams are playing, you know, just to get to the playoffs, they're resting your players and stuff like that. Now, I think the Bucks have a better team than what they had last year, but I still think they got so much to prove, you know, to win a conference final.
I appreciate the phone call, I don't mean to cut you short, but the phone connection there just kind of staticky, not great. But it would be... Let's say they do end it, and then the Bucks are kind of the, you know, quasi champion. It does ring hollow. It doesn't ring hollow in the sense that the Bucks didn't fight their way to the record that they have. Okay, first and foremost, I think that they have earned the right to be called, if not the best team, at least one of the best teams in the NBA. Okay, we all know that. But if they gave it to them, if they gave them the championship out of just their regular season record, I'd understand it, but I don't know if I'd necessarily, I don't know if I'd feel good about it. You know, I feel kind of hollow. I really do. I really want to see them hoist a trophy the final day, time winding down, confetti falling, that type of thing. You know what I mean? I really do want to see them do it in that particular respect. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Chime on in. Want to hear from you. And there's a lot of people that want to get in on this. Thanks so much to Mark. Mark writes in the Wendy's email inbox. He said, the Bucks have earned the right to be called the best in the NBA. They've beaten everybody. Just go ahead and give it to them. If indeed the season ended today, I would not feel one bit bad about it. This one's from Steven. Steven writes in Wendy's email inbox, I'd go to the games with a mask on, but I'd be at the games. Paying for tickets, enjoying the games. I want to get there and enjoy the games all over again. Can't wait to get back outside. This is from Joe. Joe writes in the Wendy's email inbox, bring it. I'd be the first one back through the turnstiles. Going a little bit stir crazy. Let's go to Dave listening to us in Eau Claire on 105.1. Dave, how you doing today, man? What's happening in your world?
Hey, Bill, doing good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. What's up?
Well, I got it. My question would be on the NBA finals. If this prolonged this virus deal into, say, middle of May, and it would get to the point where it's too late to start the season up and finish it, and if they're not going to give the championship to the Bucks based off their best record, at that point, why don't they just start the playoffs up based off how everybody's record ended back in March, and the Bucks would have the number one seed. It's too late to start the season, finish the season, just start the playoffs at that point.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I don't think they're going – if they start the season back up, I think it's going to be anywhere from 3 to 5 games prior to the postseason. More likely 5. They want to get in at least a few games before they just jump right into the playoffs. I think that would be a little bit unfair because there are some teams fighting for that spot and some teams jockeying for position. And I don't think it's fair to just to say all of a sudden – okay, here we go. We're in the postseason. I know that they want to, but I don't think it would be fair to do so. So I think they're going to try to get 3, maybe 5 games, maybe a few more, who knows, in before all of a sudden they just jump into the postseason. And it wouldn't shock me. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. I want to hear from you. Back to it. Let's go to Jeff listening to us in Brown Deer on our flagship station out of Milwaukee, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Jeff, how you doing, man?
Trev.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't be mad if the season ended, you know. Bill, it's like, you know, unfortunately with Kobe's situation and the corona, it's like they wanted the Bucks and Lakers, and I hope they wouldn't put it like that. It's like the Lakers are going to get it. The Bucks are the best team. Asterisk, you know, I take it.
You know what? A lot of people would take it, considering it's been since. Appreciate the phone call. Since 1971 was the last time this team smelled the championship. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people that'll take it any way, any shape, any form they can possibly get it. I just don't know how, to me, I guess, I don't know if it would just ring a little empty. Does that make sense? It would kind of ring a little empty to me. And again, I'm not taking anything away from the Bucks and what they've accomplished to this point, because they deserve to be called one of, if not the best team in the NBA. There's no doubt about that. But to go through, as a caller before put it, to go through the trials and tribulations of the postseason, which really does become a different style of play, a different season, you know? When you go through that, there's something to be said for getting to the other side and winning. You know, and winning. So I agree that I think they're the best team in the NBA. I don't know. There's part of me just inside that just wants to see them hoist the trophy after the confetti falls, you know, after they really kind of just jam out against L.A. or the Clippers or the Rockets or whoever happened. I mean, we all assume the Lakers are going to be the one to represent the West, but whoever represents the West. I personally hope it's the Lakers. because I would love nothing more than to see this team, this Bucks team, knock off LeBron James. That's just me. I would love nothing more than that. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Let's see here. What else do we got? This is from Jimmy. Jimmy writes in a Wendy's email inbox. He says, I'm going to be the first one back to Miller Park. I have been missing baseball terribly. I had tickets to go to some of the preseason games. Never had a chance to do it. I was out in Arizona. That's when they finally shut things down. It was major disappointment, but I understand it, but I am ready to go back. If they give me the all clear, I am heading back, maybe with a mask, maybe without, but I'm going to have my beer. I'm going to have my hot dog, and I'm going to watch my Brewers play baseball. Let's go Brewers. And then has the, bleeding blue for my crew. Hashtag. This one's from Brett. Brett writes in Wendy's email inbox. If I could go out and watch some golf right now, I'd be all for it. If bring on the Ryder Cup. And bring on Brewers baseball, and bring on Packers football. Not really interested in Bucks basketball, but I have been watching more and more games on television, and I hope they win the championship. I'm with you. It would ring hollow, somewhat hollow, if the Bucks were just handed the trophy. And then real quick, Steve writes, the Bucks are the best team in the NBA. They've been proving it all season long. Just look at their margin of victory. Just give them the trophy and call it a day. That's from Steve. Got a lot more. Got a lot more coming up. Hang in there. Jay Kokorowski, allbadgers.com, SI.com. We'll talk with him as more and more, I'll say, anxiety creeps in when it comes to the collegiate football season, what it means, the financial impact of the institutions. Because it's not just the Badgers, but, I mean, obviously here in our own backyard, it's the Badgers. Stay tuned. We're going to talk with Jake coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We're back. Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. Thanks to our good friends over there at Ace and Traeger. Traeger is the official grill, by the way, of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Wauwatosa Ace Hardware, Germantown Ace Hardware, South Milwaukee Ace Hardware, and Harry's Ace Hardware in Franklin. Thanks to them for being a part of the program. Talk some Badgers and what's going on out there in Madison. And right now, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our friend Jake Kokorowski from the allbadgers.com and SI.com joining us. Jake, how you been?
Doing all right. Hopefully you all are doing well, too, and, you know, just making do with what's going on, you know, in the world.
Like everybody, I completely agree with you. I read a lot of things that come out of not only Wisconsin, but a lot of publications in many a collegiate market. There's a genuine concern for the start of collegiate football this year monetarily, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I've read the same things as you have, Bill, in terms of just everything in terms of fans, and on top of that, just obviously there's the monetary values involved, and there's still, I mean, the biggest thing I think is just the uncertainty, and people want answers, and there's right now we don't have answers. We don't know, you know, how long the safer at home orders will be, you know, how long, you know, even with in terms of online courses for the universities, how long those will extend to. And then, you know, with college football, you know, depending on like when players could be allowed back onto campus, there's just so much uncertainty. And you know, it's okay just right now, just because it's, we don't know what's going on. And we, you know, and the experts in the healthcare field, they're the ones that, you know, the medical professionals, they're the ones that are, you know, trying to figure out everything too and trying to keep all of us safe. So, I mean, you know, it's a lot of uncertainty, and, you know, people can have questions and they should ask, but yeah, it's just, there's a lot of uncertainty, and, you know, we don't know how it'll proceed.
Let's talk first and foremost, as we got the NFL draft almost upon us. We've got some Badgers that are going to be in the draft. Talk about your thoughts on some of the Badgers. We know that Jonathan Taylor projected as probably a late first round, early second round guy. Give us the update on the rest.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you talk about Taylor, who could be a first or a second rounder. Zach Bond you know, I think there's a good chance he can go late in the first round. You've talked, you know, we had articles up. We got a chance to ask Mel Kiper Jr. from ESPN, along with even Sports Illustrated's Kevin Hansen about those, you know, about where they feel Bond could go. And, you know, they talk about his versatility, the ability to rush a passer while being also dropping back in coverage. I think there's something along the lines where, you know, I think a couple of sites and mock drafts are talking maybe Baltimore with that number 28 pick. I know Mel Kiper Jr. said possibly number 23 with the Patriots might be a fit in terms of team fit. You know, it really just depends upon the team. And I know, gosh, there's been so many mock drafts. I know there's one that was talking about even Zach Bond staying in state with the Green Bay Packers. So you have to like Bond's versatility. You have to like, you know, what he can do in rushing the passer and just being able to drop back. He had that pick six against Michigan State last year. On top of that, too, Tyler Biadasz, it'll be interesting to see just where he falls, where in terms of just if he's a day two, day three pick, just based off of interior lineman. And other positions like wide receiver where there's such a plethora, and I'll get to Quintez Cephas in a second about that. But you see what, you know, with Biadasz, he told reporters at the combine during those interviews that he had, you know, his AC joint scoped and whatnot, so he wasn't able to go through pro day, go through the combine and those drills. But he's still, you know, in my opinion, one of the top interior linemen in the draft. And whoever gets him, in my opinion, he'll be a starter for years in the league. That's my personal opinion. But I think he's probably the, you know, late day two, early day three pick. And then Quintez Cephas, with that improved 40-yard dash time at Wisconsin's Pro Day on March 11th, I think, that showed that he can still run it. Obviously, he's not going to be a 4.3 or a low 4.4 40-yard dash time, but combine that 4.56 speed with the ability to separate and run good routes and catch contested balls, you're looking probably, I would say, fourth or fifth round pick. When you talk to someone like a Mel Kiper Jr. or Kevin Hansen, they're talking maybe, fourth round grades, but with such depth at that position, maybe he pops back, according to what they told me. But we'll see. We'll obviously, things can change, and if there's a run on receivers, that can, or other positions, that can obviously change positions too.
Then you've got to the thought process moving forward. Let's just say things settle down, June comes about, teams are starting to kind of reconvene. Where are the Badgers this year, in your opinion, when and if this season should get underway?
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting where I think the defense, I'm high on the defense. They have to replace Bond. They have to replace Chris Orr, which, by the way, Mel Kiper Jr. also talked about Boris saying that he thinks that, in terms of draftability, he thinks he can play in the league. And you saw that with just what he can do, obviously being a consensus second team All Big Ten selection last year. But, either Leo Chanel or Mike Mascalunas will have to step into that role alongside Jack Sanborn. You're going to have to see some pass rush from the edge step up, whether it's Noah Burks, Isaiah Green-May, Jalen Franklin, Spencer Lytle on the outside linebacker position. Those are the two that I'm looking at defense where they have to address. I think the other positions on in the secondary and defensive line, they're returning starters. There's talent there, and I think the defense should be good. The biggest questions I'm having is really with the offense, and it's not even just Jonathan Taylor, because you have backs in that backfield with Nakia Watson, Derek Groshek, Isaac Garendo, Menominee Falls, Julius Davis, along with, a four-star kid coming in from New Jersey by the name of Jalen Berger. There's talent in that backfield, and so you're not going to be able to replace, in my opinion, 6,174 yards between just one back. I think this year you're probably going to see roles increase for, players I mentioned previously and see how they grow. But the bigger concerns, I think with just the offensive line for Wisconsin, where you have Biadasz, who went to the next level deservedly, but then they also, the two starting guards in the Rose Bowl, David Mormon, Jason Irvin, both redshirt seniors, are gone. And so, they're exhausted their eligibility. So it's going to be interesting to see just who steps up to become the starting center. Could it be someone like a Cormac Sampson, who was, he selflessly moved back to being a blocking tight end last year after transitioning to the offensive line and working at tackle and center, during fall camp. And then on top of that, Caden Lyles, he was supposed to be, could he work at center? Could he work at guard? Where, you know, who fills the roles there? I think, you know, solidifying that interior line, especially at center, was a big question for me. And then with Cephus, you know, 59 receptions, over 900 yards receiving, 7 touchdowns. He was their big play threat deep. Who steps into that role this year in terms of Danny Davis, who's had some experience there? Kendrick Pryor during some camps has caught some nice deep balls too. So can he, you know, can we see roles change there? And who steps up behind those two in terms of relieving, you know, adding more presence to that passing game that really took a big step forward last season?
And I wanted to ask you as well, because in the Big Ten, you know, obviously some teams have progressed. Iowa's getting better. Minnesota has gotten better. Every year we hear more and more about Nebraska, about how they're going to finally turn things on, and every year it seems to be the year of disappointment for them. Who right now is nipping at the heels of the Badgers?
I mean, right now I think it's really interesting just to see. I think, you know, I was personally, and you know, I'm being self-critical here. I thought Nebraska last year was going to take big steps forward and compete for a division title just because of how they ended 2018. And then, you know, on top of that, you saw, you know, someone like Adrian Martinez step up, and you saw them take a step back. It'll be interesting just to see what Iowa does, just because losing some big, you know, losing a big name on the offensive line and whatnot, and losing their quarterback and Wisconsin native Steve Stanley. But Kirk Ferentz, I think, is always consistent that way. I think Minnesota still has a shot because you have Morgan at quarterback. They have Rashad Bateman coming back. Tyler Johnson will be gone, but they have one of their big game targets there. Although they'll have to also replenish their backfield. But it's, I think Wisconsin's still up top, in my opinion, above the West. It should be interesting though, like how Purdue responds, where, you know, Rondale Moore, if he can come back strong, and they're churning out and they're getting 4-star signees for that program, and whatnot. And then I'm trying to think if there's really just, you know, Northwestern, they took a huge step back last year. They're going to have a new offensive coordinator. How do they progress? I still think they need some weapons on the outside to develop. But right now I think Wisconsin's up top. I think it's maybe the same foes we've always talked about in terms of Iowa being competitive. I'm interested in seeing what Illinois can do, just because you saw what happened in Champaign in October and whatnot. But it really, you know, this class, it'll be very interesting just to see when everything plays out, just who emerges and how, you know, training and other, I mean, how everything's affected now, how basically everything goes from here.
Talking with Jay Kokorowski, allbadgers.com and si.com. Just real quick, I wanted to touch on the culmination of the basketball season. The Badgers end with 8 straight wins. We know that they were one of the favorites as they started to get hot at the right time. I get it that seniors are disappointed, and there was a consideration at one point in time to have seniors have another year of eligibility. It's so difficult when you're talking specifically basketball, but I know that the spring sports are going to give another year of eligibility. Should the NCAA have considered seniors that did not get their chance to play in the NCAA tournament? Should they have considered that a little bit more in making the decision not to give the winter sports the opportunity?
I think there should have been a little bit more consideration. I mean, even like I was talking to Brevin Pritzel a few weeks back about it and said, hey, if this passes, would you take it? And he wouldn't have. Where, you know, he's on his 5 years, and he's engaged to be married and whatnot, you know, going in as a 23, 24-year-old with 18-year-old freshman, you know, how the dynamic there changes there, kind of being the older man on campus. So, I mean, there are factors like that to consider. I think they should have just because in certain areas, just because, like I said, you know, for a lot of these players, it's the last time they're going to play, you know, play collegiately. But it's also a tough decision too, where there's scholarships of, I mean, and there's ways to work around it, in my opinion, that they could have had it happen, you know, had it happen. But with most of the season being played, I don't fault them for the NCAA for making that decision. With you know how many games, it's just an unprecedented time, and it's unfortunate because I thought the guy, you know, someone like Brevin Pritzel could have made a huge impact. And obviously a bunch of seniors playing in their final games in the tournament could have had some magical moments. But, you know, it's a tough decision. I think they should have considered it a little bit more, but I completely understand their reasoning.
Jake, always a pleasure, my friend. I certainly appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes. And as things begin to evolve and start to hopefully get back to somewhat a sense of normalcy, we'll touch base again real soon, okay?
Sounds great. You guys be well. You guys take care. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Jake Kokorowski, allbadgers.com, SI.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Jake Coco, K-O-C-O. Jake Coco on Twitter. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. We are right now in unprecedented times. We just are. And our friends over at the Biofuels Association, they've been telling you for a while now to kind of look at things in a little bit different light. And many of you have been, and I appreciate it as people have been getting a hold of me. You're talking about gas prices heading so low. Some of you may not even remember the last time gas was below a buck. I saw gas below a dollar this weekend. It was at Woodman's in Waukesha. I think it was 99 cents a gallon. I think some of them have gone even lower since then. But if you're wondering what you can do to help to support the local economy, think about this. Unleaded 88, E85, you can take a look. Always, I always remind you that ethanol comes from corn. And in the fine state of Wisconsin, the surrounding areas, corn employs a lot of people, supports a lot of families as well, from the farmers who grow the corn, specifically for ethanol production, the truck drivers, the Wisconsin-based refiners, the fueling stations that feature unleaded 88 and E85, and you can find out whether or not you can put it in your vehicle by going there and dispelling all the myths and get the facts. That's abetterfuel.org. abetterfuel.org is the website. It's easy to do, and it supports our state's economy, our region's economy in the time of need. And as always, again, it's brought to you by our friends at the Biofuels Association in Wisconsin, for Wisconsin. That's the Wisconsin Biofuels Association. Again, for all the facts, go to abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, several free agents in the NFL market that are still out there, that are still kind of just waiting for the right price. Are you interested in any of them? We'll talk about it coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We're back. Glad you're back. Thanks for hanging out with us. Appreciate it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in? This portion of the program being brought to you by good friends over there at Quick Trip. Quick Trip right now reminds you they are working diligently. It's the number one priority to keep the stores clean, to keep you healthy. If getting in and out of a clean environment right now for milk and eggs and bread and butter and produce and meat and so much more means a lot to you, they got you covered. And right now, they're also helping you out at the pump, too. Not that we really need it, but holy mackerel. Think of this. Forrester Farms bags of individually wrapped boneless chicken, skinless breasts, all that kind of stuff. You get one bag, you get 10 cents off per gallon of fuel. Two bags, 25 cents off. Three bags, 50 cents off per gallon of fuel. Holy mackerel. You're almost getting gas for free at this point. So think about that. Up to 30 gallons. And they have hot sandwiches and pizza, and some places have chicken, all that available right now at your friendly local neighborhood Quick Trip. So stop in and tell them we said hi. The Packers aren't interested in quarterbacks, I wouldn't assume. You know, there's Cam Newton, Jameis Winston, Joe Flacco. Did any of those trip the trigger? I mean, come on. I just don't think the Packers need to go in that direction, certainly not to spend money in that direction. Running backs that are out there, Lamar Miller, Devonta Freeman, Carlos Hyde, nah, not really. Taylor Gabriel, Chris Hogan, David Moore, those are the wide receivers of note that are still out there. There's tight ends like Delanie Walker, Luke Stocker, Jordan Reed that are still sitting out there. You can get a tackle like Kelvin Beachum, Jason Peters, Damar Dotson. You got some guards and centers, edge rushers. I don't think you really need edge rushers. Jadeveon Clowney really kind of heads that list up. But he's backed off of his salary demands. He was looking for $17 to $20 million, and has kind of he's still a physical guy. He's backed down on that. I do like the fact that there's some defensive linemen that are available. Think of this though. You know the biggest, baddest defensive lineman that's still available is Mike Daniels. Daniels disrupting pockets with the Packers. He had to go play for the Lions. Didn't have a great season. Got banged up, but back at it, and still thinks he can play. Not that I think that they would go out and get – look, if you're not going to get some of the other players that have been in the open market that you would bring back, like a Clay Matthews, I don't think you're going to go get Mike Daniels, unless you get Mike Daniels at an incredibly cheap rate. And even then, he's a down lineman against the run. He's not a big-time pass rusher, if you know what I mean. But he did work well with Kenny Clark. But you've got some corners that are available, some safeties like Rashad Jones, Eric Reed. Eric Reed is getting up there in years. Tony Jefferson's out there. But other than that, is there anybody that I've named that still trips the trigger for you, you know, for the free agents that are really the top listed free agents that are still out there on the board? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Think about that. Is there anybody else out there that kind of trips the trigger for you? You know? So give us a shout. Give us a shout if you're interested. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Want to hear from you. Coming up the next hour, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, Vanessa Bryant all speak of the Hall of Fame inductions. Talking about that coming up. Also, we're going to hear from Dave Mason, in case you missed it a little while ago. It's hard right now with sports books and betting and such, but if you're a bettor and a gambler, maybe we'll give you a couple other avenues to look at. We'll get into that discussion, and we'll get back to this because there's still a lot of people chiming in. Got a lot of emails and Facebook stuff going on as well. I've got to get to the people over on Facebook who've been chiming in all day. If, say, the NBA season canceled, should the Bucks be crowned champions, or is it a hollow championship? And you want to see the season start back up. You want to see it kind of done the way I want to see it done, where they're hoisting a trophy over the LA Lakers. And if a season does, the baseball season or the basketball season gets underway, how long is it before you're going to feel comfortable going back and being a fan in the stands? Another thing to discuss. We'll get into all of that. A lot of you chiming in on Facebook. Always appreciate everybody over there on Facebook hanging out with us. Hey, we always appreciate our local, too. Don't forget, Stenny's Second and National, Social House out there on West Lisbon Road, Euros West, who I'd mentioned earlier today. I posted that breakfast they brought me over on the Facebook fan page and Twitter and Instagram. Oh, my God. Oh, so good. I couldn't eat all of it even if I had to. I'd kill myself. We got, but it's so good. What a way to go, right? We got more of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.